Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about science fiction. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each person says. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1.
I think you either like science fiction or you don't. I don't believe you can say it's just okay if you're not a fan, because it's based on imagination, and those people who aren't fans tend not to accept anything they regard as being impossible. To me, this view is nonsensical, because how can anyone say that something will never be possible? The simple answer is that they can't, and there's plenty of proof of this. I'm sure some readers of Ray Bradbury's work in the 1950s didn't think what he called a voice clock could ever exist, and yet they were realized a little while later. The same is true of digital running shoes mentioned in a 1988 novel. What's more, I think these writers were active in making these products simply by putting the ideas out there.
Speaker 2.
When I hear the term science fiction, I imagine creatures from other worlds and time travel. I suppose that's the way it is for many people, but it's certainly not limited to those characteristics. There are so many possible scenarios and settings acceptable for the science fiction genre, such as space, another planet, superhumans, and even the Earth of the future, that trying to define it precisely causes disagreements. Take the film Avatar, for example. Some sci-fi lovers didn't really embrace it because they believed it was fantasy, while others put it near the top of their list of favourites.
Speaker 3.
I wouldn't call myself a fan of science fiction books or films, but there are some that I think are fantastic. The first one that made a huge impression on me was Alien. The title describes exactly what the film is about, but you'll only be able to tell how horrifying the aliens are by watching it for yourself. I've watched several science fiction films since then, but the only ones that make the top of my list of favourites are those that are similar, like War of the Worlds. I don't care if other people think that this type of science fiction is too far-fetched, because in my opinion, it's imagination, not reality, that is the most important feature of science fiction.
Speaker 4. Monsters from outer space arriving on Earth to take over our planet, and beings travelling through time. Give me a break. I just can't take films or books that have weird creatures or people engaging in time travel seriously. They're just ridiculous. I'm not saying I dislike science fiction. In fact, I actually enjoy reading books that introduce elements that don't exist at the time, but are possible. When I read about bionic arms in Cyborg in the 70s, I believed that something like that could exist. And when I came across smart wallpaper in a novel, I didn't think it was beyond the realms of possibility, because it didn't break any laws of nature. So when science fiction stays within these limits, it has much more appeal. Speaker 5.
Science fiction is bigger business than most people imagine. There are books, films, conventions, clubs, costumes, comics, and even dating agencies that specialise in bringing people with a love for science fiction together. Being in the business, I've met countless fans, and although they might prefer Star Trek to Star Wars, or like Babylon 5 more than Doctor Who, they have something in common. What I've gathered from them is that science fiction doesn't grow on you. It's the exact opposite. When I first discovered this, I thought it was odd. But then I remembered the saying, first impressions are lasting impressions. So it's not that strange after all.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker one.
I think you either like science fiction or you don't. I don't believe you can say it's just okay if you're not a fan, because it's based on imagination, and those people who aren't fans tend not to accept anything they regard as being impossible. To me, this view is nonsensical, because how can anyone say that something will never be possible? The simple answer is that they can't, and there's plenty of proof of this. I'm sure some readers of Ray Bradbury's work in the 1950s didn't think what he called a voice clock could ever exist, and yet they were realized a little while later. The same is true of digital running shoes mentioned in a 1988 novel. What's more, I think these writers were active in making these products simply by putting the ideas out there.
Speaker 2.
When I hear the term science fiction, I imagine creatures from other worlds and time travel. I suppose that's the way it is for many people, but it's certainly not limited to those characteristics. There are so many possible scenarios and settings acceptable for the science fiction genre, such as space, another planet, superhumans, and even the Earth of the future, that trying to define it precisely causes disagreements. Take the film Avatar, for example. Some sci-fi lovers didn't really embrace it because they believed it was fantasy, while others put it near the top of their list of favourites.
Speaker 3.
I wouldn't call myself a fan of science fiction books or films, but there are some that I think are fantastic. The first one that made a huge impression on me was Alien. The title describes exactly what the film is about, but you'll only be able to tell how horrifying the aliens are by watching it for yourself. I've watched several science fiction films since then, but the only ones that make the top of my list of favourites are those that are similar, like War of the Worlds. I don't care if other people think that this type of science fiction is too far-fetched, because in my opinion, it's imagination, not reality, that is the most important feature of science fiction.
Speaker 4. Monsters from outer space arriving on Earth to take over our planet, and beings travelling through time. Give me a break. I just can't take films or books that have weird creatures or people engaging in time travel seriously. They're just ridiculous. I'm not saying I dislike science fiction. In fact, I actually enjoy reading books that introduce elements that don't exist at the time, but are possible. When I read about bionic arms in Cyborg in the 70s, I believed that something like that could exist. And when I came across smart wallpaper in a novel, I didn't think it was beyond the realms of possibility, because it didn't break any laws of nature. So when science fiction stays within these limits, it has much more appeal. Speaker 5.
Science fiction is bigger business than most people imagine. There are books, films, conventions, clubs, costumes, comics, and even dating agencies that specialise in bringing people with a love for science fiction together. Being in the business, I've met countless fans, and although they might prefer Star Trek to Star Wars, or like Babylon 5 more than Doctor Who, they have something in common. What I've gathered from them is that science fiction doesn't grow on you. It's the exact opposite. When I first discovered this, I thought it was odd. But then I remembered the saying, first impressions are lasting impressions. So it's not that strange after all.
That's the end of part three. Now turn to part four.